You asked, and we're answering. This is the official Vinyl Wrestling Place review of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter. Let us know what you think about it. Tell us in the comments on our TikToks and on Instagram.
What do you want to start with, mate? What musical shit is on your mind? What do you want to get off your chest?
I'd like to talk about Beyonce.
Would you? Can I get the album up first?
Yeah.
Because I have thoughts on Beyonce. Cowboy Carter. Fuck me. So have you listened to it?
Yeah.
And what do you want to say about Cowboy Carter?
I listened to Cowboy Carter. I listened to Cowboy Carter. Mm. And I think in pretty much every sense, it's like the most creatively bankrupt piece of media.
Yeah.
Like, even like, look at the album. Right? Like, I'm going to make a country album. Let's put the word cowboy in it. Let's call it Cowboy Carter. Yeah. She never goes by her last name Carter. Beyonce Knowles is like famously has reversed herself. Or Knowles Carter.
Oh, no, she did do Miss... Miss Carter. What's that? What tune is that in?
And it's like, that song that was my least favourite was Jolene.
Yeah. Whoa!
Well, no, because I know the thing is, like, I was like, I could just be listening to Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Yeah, cool, fine. Yeah, I
love the song normally.
Yeah.
But she just has weaker lyrics that are like some like janky diss track with too many syllables in each line. With like the only good bit is the guitar in the background that everyone knows and loves. Yeah, and she's coasting on that. She's coasting on the success of previous country albums. Mm. Just like she coasted on the success of the disco revival with her last album.
Yes. So I had this discussion. Like, I've got an Instagram post that I'm pretty sure I saved because I did. So I had this discussion with a mate of mine. I think it was with Hannah.
Okay.
Because Hannah's like, she was big on Cowboy Carter. She's just big on Beyonce anyway. And I was like, fair, as you should be. I just feel like she's in her culture vulture era.
Absolutely.
Like, she's seeing what is going off and what is doing well around the fucking world, around America, and she's just like, I'm gonna take that. This is mine now.
This is
what I do. And because she's Beyonce, everybody loves it. And like, this is a 27 song long album.
It barely fits on your computer. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's disgraceful.
And not much of it is very good. And no. I don't feel like much of it is very like creative or expansive or like enjoyable, if I'm being honest.
It's all like fine at best. Facts. And it's all like short songs for TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So, Texas Hold'em like respectably has done very well socially.
It's
the best of a bad bunch in my mind though. I think it's at that level.
I think it falls into the trap of like TikTok songs that you just hear enough, so it becomes maybe we're being a bit too like, fuck Beyonce, because it's not bad, right? It's not the worst thing I'll ever hear in my life. Like, it's music. Like, you say Jolene's the worst song, it's Jolene. Like, it sounds nice.
Yeah,
like, it's fine, but the way people are just losing their minds over it, like, it's just mental. And the Instagram post I want to get up. So this is the list of like it says meet the black Zillennial country artist.
Zillennial.
Yeah. Gen Z/millennials.
Wow.
We're a Zillennial podcast.
Aren't we? Big up Zillennial Massive.
You're a Gen Z, aren't you?
I don't know. No, I think I'm still Millennial. I think I'm like right at the back end of it.
You fuck Millennial, mate.
I don't act it, but I think according to society, 99.
Nah, you're as Gen
I'm
Z.
I'm not Millennial.
Mate. Millennial. I would say that I'm on the cusp because I'm pretty sure the border is 97.
Yeah, you big Gen Z baby, but go meet the black Zillennial country artist
featured on Cowboy Carter, and this is where my discussion with Hannah like kind of got not heated but heated, because she was like, she's made country like cool again, she's brought country, and I was like, one, country has been doing its thing for like
hundreds of years.
And the thing that has changed is that it's become more contemporary, like with your, like, I don't know, Morgan Wallens or like Post Malone stepping into the country, it's become more contemporary. And like the other change is it's become a little bit more inclusive in terms of race and not necessarily gender as much, like you had your Dolly Partons, but like race massively. arguably off the back of Lil Nas X.
Absolutely. I think that's the kind of name, the elephant name in the room. He is.
He made Black Country a thing again. And that was what? When did Old Town Road come out?
Plus, it wasn't even like Black Country and like, it was like rap country in a way that I feel like hadn't been done before.
Yeah, 100%. When did Old Town Road come out?
I'm going to guess 2018.
Go on. Let him cook. 2019. So close. Second place. But like these artists, there's Brittany Spencer, Shaboozy, who just did a Colors, which is all right. Tierra Kennedy, Willie Jones, Raina Roberts, Tana Adele. Tana Adele was absolutely blowing up on social media. Mm. Like Black Country is doing its thing. And I get the idea of she's giving them a platform. The fact that they're on Beyonce's album is a huge thing for them as artists. But I don't like the idea of Beyonce's brought country back or Beyonce's made country black. These artists existed and have been doing it prior to this shit album coming out. That's where I sit on it. I just think for the hype it's getting, it's not good enough. And I think she's getting credit for the groundwork that others have been putting
absolutely
in.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a country fan. Like, I don't know why I feel so passionately about this, but
I think that's because it's in my mind, I think it's lazy. I think it's really lazy. And it's like, it's not like theft.
But she's stealing.
She's like, because you're saying, like, there are people who have been following these artists like Tana Adele for years and years and love them. Beyonce is, I think, potentially like the most mainstream artist of all time now. Like, she is pop.
Yeah.
Even if she's like, you know, slightly edgier pop.
Yeah. She's eclectic in what she like jumps into.
Exactly, which means she can do everything. I mean, she has a very broad base of fans who not only love her, they're there for the Beyonce, they're also there for any of the music she publishes.
Mm.
So she can say, this is cool, and then just introduce it to a wider audience.
Yeah.
Basically, she's like a middleman in my eyes. She's like opening the door to a bigger group of people.
Yeah. But then she's been like crowned as like an innovator.
I don't want to think like I'm shitting on Beyonce. Like, I think Lemonade is one of the most interesting albums of the 21st century. But
you know my thoughts on Renaissance. I feel like that.
I know.
We're on a bit of a decline.
We're on a big decline.
The last
this is
two
not,
haven't hit for me.
Yeah. No, this is not it. Changed by Worries. They're not good albums. They're really shit.
Love it. I can't wait for us to get shattered.